With today's news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. A Caymanian man living in New York in the U.S. has been remanded to an immigration detention center after a missed hearing notice, a piece of mail his husband says they never saw. 34-year-old Alan Dabrio Marrero left Cayman in 2013 and applied for asylum, saying it wasn't safe to live openly as a gay man here in Cayman. He built a life in New York, got work authorization, and applied to become a nurse before marrying an American, Matthew, and filing for a marriage-based green card. His husband, Matthew Marrero, spoke with ABC7 New York.
We were scared, but we also felt like we've done everything right up to this point. My husband has been meticulous with his immigration paperwork.
Last Monday, the couple went to a green card hearing at 26 Federal Plaza in Lower Manhattan. There, they say they were told Alan had missed an earlier immigration hearing in 2022 because a notice never reached him while he was between addresses and that a judge had already signed a removal order. Immigration officers then detained Alan and moved him to Delaney Hall, an ICE detention center in Newark, New Jersey.
The families and the babies and the people who are sitting out in the cold and the rain, waiting just to get a glimpse of their loved one. This is wrong. This is wrong.
U.S. officials say Alan overstayed a tourist visa that expired in 2013, missed a 2022 hearing, and received full due process. He now has a temporary stay that pauses deportation while his lawyers ask a judge to reopen the case. His New York church is helping raise money for legal fees, and his husband is hoping he'll be home in time for Christmas. Speaking of our own, good food and quality time with friends and family. The country marked the official end of hurricane season on Sunday with the annual Cayman Thanksgiving observation. The tradition was pioneered more than a decade ago by Cabinet Secretary Sam Rose and his daughter.
We can all agree that come the end of the hurricane season, if we're still standing and we've been spared, we have so much to be thankful for. Obviously, this year it's a bit more poignant because we all have a very real life example of how close we were to being in a very unfortunate situation. And so while we celebrate, our hearts and our minds are turned towards our friends, neighbors, and family over in Jamaica who were not spared, who have suffered great loss, great pain. And it reminds us just how fragile life is here in the Caribbean.
Hurricane Melissa left dozens of people dead, tore roofs off hospitals, destroyed homes, and left big parts of Jamaica without power when it slammed into the country on October 28th as a Category 5 storm. The utility regulator is hoping to hear from you on its potential consumer protection laws for the ICT sector. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller explains.
The Utility Regulation and Competition Office has published a draft determination on proposed consumer protection regs for the sector, with a hope to transition the Cayman Islands from voluntary best effort guidelines to a modern enforceable regulatory regime. Under the draft reg, service providers will be required to deliver minimum percentage of the advertised speeds and maintain a network availability of 99.5%, which is an international standard. And if a provider fails to meet that, it must automatically credit the consumer's account. There will also be financing protections. The framework also empowers ERCO to issue restitution orders. Additionally, providers must maintain facilities for fault reporting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can weigh in on the draft regs by heading to offreg.ky/consultations. I'm Carsley Fuller.
That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces say they've taken control of the country's largest oil field. The RSF called its capture of the Hejlij field near the southern border a pivotal moment. China's annual trade surplus has topped $1 trillion for the first time, an amount no country has ever before reached. The figure was achieved in 11 months till the end of November. President Zelensky of Ukraine is meeting senior European allies amid pressure from Washington on Kyiv to reach a peace deal with Russia. Kyiv's European partners are concerned that the US peace proposals risk conceding too much to Moscow. Paramount has made a new offer of $108 billion to buy all of Warner Brothers. It's trying to outmaneuver a rival Netflix, which recently offered $72 billion to buy the company's studio and streaming networks only. A judge in Ecuador has ordered the former president, Lenin Moreno, to stand trial for alleged bribery. The charges relate to the construction of a major hydroelectric power plant. Mr. Moreno denies any wrongdoing. The social media network X has banned the European Commission from advertising on its platform. The move comes just days after EU regulators fined the company nearly $140 million for breaching digital content laws. France has returned to Mongolia a 70-million-year-old dinosaur skeleton that was looted from the Gobi Desert and seized by French customs a decade ago. The extremely rare fossil of a Tarbosaurus bata was confiscated from suspected traffickers in central France. In football, the English Premier League champions Liverpool have dropped their Egyptian star Mohamed Salah from the squad for their European Champions League match against Inter Milan. On Saturday, Salah said that his relationship with the manager Arne Slot had broken down after losing his place in Liverpool's starting lineup. BBC News.